Thank you, Jake Wyman, for setting up this wonderful shiur for us. Thank you, Ellie Nyman, for patching me in tonight. And we want to thank as well our sponsor. We're dedicating the shiur L'Zeche U'L'Ili Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. This week, we have a triple header. What do I mean by that? This week, it's a very unusual Shabbos, where we have the merit of taking out of the Aron HaKodesh three Sifrei Torah. On the one hand, it's Parshas Tazria. We learned this week the Parshas Tazria, a parsha that deals with the laws of ritual purity, or tahara in general, regarding a yoledes, a woman who gives birth to a male or a female, all of the intricate halachas, and then we deal with the laws of tzaraas. Person has a nega, all the various halachas that go into the laws of different types of negoyim, and nege adam, nege batim, negoyim on clothing. That's the parsha sashavua. And then, based on the rule of Tadir, Vishena Tadir, Tadir Kodem, we do it more frequent. It's Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos, Yet Hashem is the first day of Chodesh Nisan, Abalein Elotayva. It's Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we learn from the second Sefer Torah, we learn about Rosh Chodesh. Once we learn about Rosh Chodesh, so we also go back to Pesukim and we read the Parsha of Shabbos. And then we learn from the third Sefer Torah, Parsha Sachodesh. It's Shabbos Sachodesh. Shabbos Sachodesh. The Shabbos, first Shabbos, ordinarily it's the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But this year we do it on Rosh Chodesh itself. We learn from Parshas Bo, the first mitzvah in the Torah. Achodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodesh. Three Sifrei Torah. It's not all that common to learn from three Sifrei Torah. It doesn't happen all that often. Obviously on Simchas Torah, we learn from three Sifrei Torah. We learn from Chosen Torah, Chosen Gracious, and the Maskian. This could happen on Chanukah. When Chanukah falls out on Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos Chanukah, we learn from Parshas Shavua, we learn Rosh Chodesh, and we learn a special learning from Parshas Nosai for Chanukah. It can happen Parshas Shkolim. There can be three Sifrei Torah. It's Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Parshas Shkolim. And this is the fourth time. Fourth time where it could happen is Parshas Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We take out three Sifrei Torah. And it's a very special moment. Some of the more mystical commentators, they tell us that when we take out three Sifrei Torah, it's a very significant time of favor. We mispalo, we open up the Aron HaKodesh to take pause, to reflect. An enormous amount of sanctity is coming forth from the Aron HaKodesh. Three Sifrei Torah. B'chut HaMishulash. Do any of these three, is there any theme that connects the three readings of the three Sifrei Torah? So I'd like to suggest that indeed there is a common denominator, theme that brings the three readings together. All of them have in common the principle of the beginning, a new beginning. In the opening of this week's parasha, Pasuk tells us, Isha ki Azriya, the older Zohar. Then it goes on to say the woman is Tanea for 7 days, and then she enjoys 33 days of purity. If she gives birth to a female in a cave, in the cave of Silaid, so there is 14 days of impurity, followed by 66 days of Tahara. There is really no greater beginning than the birth of a human being. A person comes into this world, a Zohar, a Nekeva. This is a new world. A human being, in the words of Chazal, is an Olam Katan. It's a miniature world. When a person enters into this world, there can be no greater, more magnificent concept of a new beginning other than his entry into the world. His first day, his first moment here, he's lucky sailing, whether it's a Zohar or a Keva. Rosh Chodesh is the beginning of a new month. It's the first day of the month. That's a significant day. We say Hallel. We celebrate. In the time of Mashiach, Chazal tell us that every Rosh Chodesh will be a festival where there will possibly be a prohibition to engage in Melacha. We'll celebrate the Rosh Chodesh in similar to the way we celebrate the festivals. It's a new beginning. The beginning of a new month. And then we come to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Parshas HaChodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Rishon Hu Luchot Shehashana. In our calculation of the months, we celebrate the cycle of the year, the 12 months of the year. This year we have 13 months. The number, the months are described in terms of numbers. It's a new year. It's literally a new year. In fact, according to one opinion in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created in Nisan. We are more familiar with believing, understanding that the world was created in Tishrei, and that's the theme on the Nusach HaTfil of the Yom Ne'orim, but there's also an approach in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the world was created in Chodesh Nisan. Rishon hu l'chodesh Hashana. It's the beginning. We have this week three Sefer Torah. Each one of the readings of the three Sefer Torah share a theme of the beginning. But are these three beginnings really all the same? It would appear they're very different. Let's explain. Let's start with Chodesh Nisan, Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is described in the Torah in this week's the reading that we will learn with two different terms. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. We use the word Rosh. Rosh means the beginning. And then it says, Rishon hu lachem b'chodshei hashana. What is the difference between the word Rosh and the word Rishon? The word Rosh captures the concept. This is where it starts. This is the most significant day. The word Rosh does not necessarily capture within its meaning any significance of what comes after. It's the beginning. Focus on that point. Reflect. This is the start. This is the root. In fact, that's how the Torah begins. Bereshis, Bara Elokim, Eshashanayim, Ve'esharet. It's the beginning. Let's dwell upon the beginning. On the other hand, the word Rishon connotes a sequence. It is the first relative to what comes next. It's one, which implies there's a two. There will be a three, there will be a four, there will be a five. The number, it's a number, Rishon. This is the first. It's part of a set. The set will go all the way until 12, sometimes 13. And this is the first of that number, of that set. Indeed, Chodesh Nisan is Rishon. Throughout the year, there are many significant months. Each month is precious in its own right. Each one of the months is part of a sequence of growth, starting with Yitzias Mitzrayim and Chodesh Nisan, gradually working our way to Matan Torah, and then to Sukkot, passing through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And as we go through the year, we go through the sequence, there's growth, there's development. There's a sequence, there's meaning in the sequence of numbers. On the other hand, Rosh Chodesh, we do not find, to the best of my knowledge anywhere, that the first day of the month has any significance regarding a sequence. Of course, the month has 30 days. There's 29 days, even 30 days. But when we come to the first day of the month, it does not appear, to the best of my knowledge, anywhere in Chumash, in Tanakh, in Chazal, that the first day of the month is a time to reflect upon what's coming next. The sequence of the days of the month. Example, Megillas Esther, when Haman sent out letters that there will be a gzera to Lahashmi Laharagula Abed, it says in Megillah, Lachodesh Harishon, the Echad Lachodesh. When it describes the first day of the month, it's called the Echad, similar to the days of the week in Maaseh Bereishis. When the first day of the week is called Yom Echad, Rashi asks the question, why is the conclusion of the first day of the week Yom Echad? It should be Yom Rishon. Just as we have Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, the proper word for the first day should be Echad, should be Rishon, not the word Echad. So there Rashi explains the different reasons, because the only one that exists at the moment of time was the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so therefore it would not be possible to say the word Rishon, but the word Echad does not capture that this day is connected to what is coming next. In regard to the months, the days of the month of the year, the Torah only calls Rosh Chodesh Uvirashei Chodsheichem. Nowhere do we find the first day of the month is called the Yoim Rishon. And in fact, we call it the first day. For example, let me find the pasuk over here in Megillas Esther. It says in Megillas Esther, they sent the letters, the first day of the month was called the Yoim Echod. We don't call the first day of the month Yoim Rishon. So we take out of this principle that there's a fundamental difference between Parshas HaChodesh versus Rosh Chodesh. When we deal with the month of Nisan, in addition to the Torah calling Chodesh Nisan, the Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, the Torah goes on to call this Chodesh to be the first in a sequence. Rishon hu lachem l'chodshei hashana. With regard to the 30 days of the month, we only refer to the first day of the month as the Rosh. We don't call the first day of the month Rishon. We don't look at the first day of the month as part of a sequence of 29/30 days. We look at it by itself as this is where it all starts, which gives it an entirely different flavor. We celebrate the day in and of itself without delving into the other 29/30 days that come afterwards. In the months themselves, through the cycle of the year, in that instance, we pay attention to sequence. This is first, this is second, this is third, this is fourth. And then we come to a human being. Person is born. Person comes into this world. Person carries a child. The mother carries a child for 9 months. Child comes out of the womb. We wish the parents mazel tov. How do we look at that first day? What is that first day? Torah, it's called Bria. Zohar u'nikeva b'ra'am. B'yoyim b'ra'am. The Torah describes Adam and Chava. B'yoyim, the day, b'ra'am. A Bria, a creation. It's not called a Rosh. It's not called a Rishon. It's called the Yoim Bria, the day that man is created. A Bria. How does the Bria, the word Bria, fit into this spectrum, into this idea of contrasting Rosh with a Rishon? What exactly is it? We have to suggest that Adam, man, on the one hand, the day that he comes into the world, it has a similarity to being a Rosh, but it cannot necessarily fit into the category of a Rishon. What do I mean by this? Rishon connotes a very specific sequence, linear. Today's day one, day two, day three, day four. It's linear. It's serial. You go in order. We know that a person is spiritual. And probably the most significant difference between this world, a world of Teva, and a world of Ruchnius is time. In Hashem's world, there is no difference between the past, the present, and the future. Hoya, hoyve, v'yeh. These are principles which are certainly way over our understanding. In fact, Chazal tells us that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's name, His holy name, Yudkei Vavkei, the four letters of Hashem's name, is a composite of three words. Hoya, the past, hoyve, the present, and yeh is the future. Hashem's name itself captures the world of spirituality. There is a blurring of the past, the present, and the future. Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlech, V'yelom Voed. Again, these are very mystical concepts which it's impossible for us to understand what these things mean. But Chazal make it very clear that in this world, the item that is the most physical is time. Time is physical in the sense that we travel through time in a linear way. We have a past, a present, a future. In the Olam of Hashem, in the spiritual world, it's all merged together. When it's all merged together, there are many events. There's no question that there are many different parts. But the sequence has a different nature. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5, 2, 1, 3. It's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There's no such thing as sequence when it's hoya, hoya, hoya. There are different elements. We can suggest that time is made up of different parts. But when they're all intertwined together, we can't say that one part comes before another. This is the Yoyim Beria of man. A human being in this world is a Davar Gashmi, that is no question. We live in a world of physicality, but a person comes into this world with a neshama. Elokai neshama shnasat dito hirahi. A person comes into this world with spirituality, and that spirituality is connected to the Olam above. And in that world, time is not necessarily in order. It's much more sophisticated than that. And therefore, a person's first day in this world, it's a synthesis of a Rosh. It's the first day. It's a new beginning. It captures within it what will come next, but not in a simplistic framework of sequence, but of a spiritual existence where everything a person does in his life interacts and is intertwined with his past and future. For example, when a person does teshuvah, so to a degree a person is going back in time and is correcting an avera, a transgression, a defect. When a person davens, he is guaranteeing for himself a better future. When a person does a mitzvah. Similarly, he, in some respects, is connecting the past. He's building upon a culmination of effort and work to reach this point in time, but also his performance is affecting his future. Living a life of Torah mitzvahs, you're living in many dimensions. You're vacillating between the past, the future, the present in a complex, multifaceted way. So on the one hand, when a person comes to this world, it's a death celebration. It's a new arrival. It's a new beginning. But it's a beginning that includes within it a sequence of events that will come throughout a person's long life, but not necessarily in order of Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, but in a way and with a dynamic that cannot be defined in the world of nature, but only in the world of spirituality. So to summarize, this week is a very special week. We're going to be reading on this part of the Shabbos. We're going to be taking out of the Aron HaKodesh three Sifrei Torah. Parshas Tazria is Rosh Chodesh. Parshas Pinchas, the second Sifrei Torah, and the third Sifrei Torah, and Parshas Bo, to read Parshas HaChodesh. It's a significant time. When they open up the Aron HaKodesh, it's a time to reflect and to be mispalel with Kavana. When we take out the three Sifrei Torah and we read from the Sifrei Torah, there's a common denominator. Each one of the readings reflects, focuses upon a new beginning. Parshas HaChodesh tells us about a beginning. On the one hand, it's a new beginning, a new year, but it's also Rishon Hu L'Chodshei Hashana. It's the first of a sequence. It's very precise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When we read from the Sefer Torah that tells us about Rosh Chodesh, Uvir Roshei Chodsheichem, nowhere in Tanakh is the first day of Rosh Chodesh called a Rishon, the beginning of a sequence. It is a beginning. And when we discuss the beginning of Parshas Tazria, we dwell upon the ultimate beginning, the beginning of a new life, a new person, a new mission. And that is a day of celebration, a birthday. Birthday, there are sources in Chazal that a birthday is a very significant day to celebrate. It's a new Rosh, it's a new Bria, and the word Bria also captures within it sequence, beginning of a sequence. But it's unique. It's not a sequence of order. It has a dimension, dynamic, a complexity, a multi-dimensional element that is far greater and more sophisticated than the Rosh of the Chodesh and the Rishon of the Shon. May we merit that the Chut HaMeshulash of this Shabbos should be for us a blessing, an inspiration, and a source of success going forward to witness Bracha, Nachas, in all that we do, especially to herald in the coming of Mashiach, Ben Hera V'Yameinu Amen. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week.